This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good morning. July is National Ice Cream Month, and in honor of that, I talked with Joe Williams of the St. Louis Dairy Council about all the details of Ice Cream Month and the delicious treat itself.
Well, in 1984, President Ronald Reagan designated July as National Ice Cream Month as he recognized ice cream as a fun and nutritious food. So the third Sunday of the month is National Ice Cream Day, and that was July 15th, 2018. Ice cream, though, can be important all year long, right? So the industry generates actually more than $21 billion in annual sales for ice cream. And about 9% of all the milk that's produced by U.S. dairy farmers is used to make ice cream.
Wow, I didn't know any of that. That's quite a bit, actually, 9%.
Right, yeah.
So ice cream doesn't really seem like it can fit to a healthy diet, but can it?
Of course it can. Yes. The main thing that we want to pay attention to when we're thinking about having ice cream fit into a healthy diet is portion size. So that's what I'm always telling people. Portion size is so important. So the recommended serving size for ice cream is a half a cup, which is really about the size of a tennis ball. So when you think about it, that's kind of small. But choosing a small serving is important for fitting ice cream into a healthy diet. You know, if you get one of those pint-sized containers at the store, a lot of people think that's a single serving, but really that's four servings in one of those pint-sized containers. So, but there are low-fat and low-sugar versions of ice cream and other frozen dairy desserts, and those can be healthy choices too. So you just have to check the calories and see how it fits into your eating plan. But, you know, ice cream does have great flavor, but it also has a nutrient advantage over some other desserts because it does contain calcium and protein and phosphorus. So it still does contain some of those essential nutrients.
And as we talked about last time, you're supposed to have 3 daily servings of dairy. So can ice cream count as one of those?
Well, so a half cup serving of ice cream only provides about 10% of your daily calcium. So it would take 1.5 cups of ice cream to provide a third of your daily calcium, which is the typical amount in a serving of milk, yogurt, or cheese. So, you know, again, you know, you just want to pay attention to that portion size. Overall, I think it's important to use ice cream as a treat and just continue to strive for those 3 servings a day of low-fat or fat-free dairy foods like our milk, yogurt, and cheese. But, you know, just remember that ice cream does contain essential nutrients, and that gives ice cream a nutrition advantage over other desserts.
And so there's lots of ice cream flavors out there. It seems like they keep coming more and more, but what are the most popular ice cream flavors?
Well, the number one ice cream flavor, and I think probably most people could guess this, is vanilla. And then a close second is chocolate. Neapolitan is third, then strawberry and cookies and cream. So those are the top 5. My favorite is not even in the top 5. I like mint chocolate chip.
That's my favorite too. That's, I was just going to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, I love mint chocolate chip. Yeah, that didn't even make it in the top 5. But, you know, vanilla makes sense because it's a base for a lot of ice cream desserts like sundaes and floats and banana splits, things like that. So a lot of people use vanilla and then add other mix-ins to it. There's lots of creative flavors out there like that have candy or cookies or brownies and lots of kind of tasty add-ins, too.
That was Jill Williams, nutrition educator for the St. Louis Dairy Council. This week is the Madison County Fair in Highland. Tuesday is the 4-H Bottle Calf Show at 9 a.m. and the Dairy Show at 10 a.m. Wednesday is the Poultry Show at 9 a.m. Thursday is the 4-H Poultry Show at 1 p.m. and the 4-H Goat Show at 7:30 p.m. Friday is Agriculture Day at the fair, and the 4-H Swine Show will begin at 8 a.m., 4-H Beef Show at 8 a.m., and the Super Showmanship will begin after the Swine and Beef Show. Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. is the 4-H Livestock Auction. Saturday the 28th is the 4-H Sheep Show at 8 a.m., the Open Beef Show at 10 a.m., and the 4-H Cat Show at 1:30 p.m. Sunday the 29th, the Open Breeding Cattle Show is at 8 a.m., and the Open Swine Show is at 8:30 a.m. Be sure to come out to the Madison County Fair. The Hillsboro FFA has several upcoming events at Old Settlers Car Show in Hillsboro, held on July 29th. The FFA will be hosting a petting zoo located by the courthouse from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The chapter will also be sponsoring a pedal tractor pool with classes for children between the ages of 5 and 12. Registration begins at 12:30 p.m. on the north side of the courthouse, with the pools starting at 1 p.m. All who enter will receive 4 ride tickets and a ribbon for first in each age division will be awarded. CHS Family Fun Day is August 11th at the Macoupin County Fairgrounds. The activities begin at 4 p.m. and include things for all ages. This is a totally free event for employees, customers, and their families. There will be a juggling show, magic show, cowboy show, and dinner. Later in the night, starting at 7:30 p.m., the Glendale Riders will be performing in the beer tent. Camping is also available and costs will be covered by CHS. To get your tickets, stop by any CHS location or talk to your CHS salesman. The Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District has a cover crop field day on August 16th. The field day will have many industry speakers along with some demonstrations. There will be a lunch served as well, and it is asked that if you would like lunch, that you RSVP by August 6th. You can RSVP by calling 217-532-3361. That's all the time we have on your Morning Farm Show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.